Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. What's up, fam? Welcome back to Coro is a Crush. I know it's been a long time, but baby, this summer, life has been lifing for real. But we're here, we made it, and this is season 7, episode 75. And before I go any further, let me say this. If you've been rocking with me since day one, I mean day one as of February the 2nd, 2022, I love you and I thank you so much. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. You just stepped into a space where we don't shrink, we don't sugarcoat, and we definitely don't play small. We talk self-love, faith, and purpose. We talk the real side of life. And this season is about to get even deeper. So grab your coffee, your tea, your journal, whatever you need, because I'm about to pour my heart out on this one. As a reminder, new episodes of Coro is a Crush drop on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, and the Self-Love Sermons is now officially its own standalone show. That means every Monday morning, I'm giving you 5 minutes of faith-filled, real talk episodes you can stream anytime you need a reset. No fluff, no filter, just truth, fire, and the reminder that you are exactly who God called you to be. So go ahead, search the Self-Love Sermons on Apple or Spotify, and hit that subscribe button. Let's keep healing, growing, and getting free together. Now, let's talk about what's new with Coro & Company. Y'all, if you haven't heard, but on August the 16th of this year, I released my third book, The Coro Way. It is finally here. There are no more pre-orders, but you can grab your copy today. This book is my heart on paper, and I'm walking you through the four pillars of what Coro stands for. Chosen, Overcomer, Renewed, and On Purpose. And you got three ways to grab your copy. One, you can get the paperback, the classic, simple read. There's the coil-bound hardcover, which was handmade by me, perfect for journaling and reflection. And then there's the deluxe bundle, which you get the full experience, which is the hardcover, as well as a tee and a tote inspired by the Coro pillars. Whichever version you choose, trust me, this isn't just a book, this isn't just a journal. It's a journey, it's a reset, it's the movement we've been building together. And you can shop online at my website, coroandcompany.com. And if you're local, you can actually find our products in three locations. The Williamsburg Bazaar, 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120 in Williamsburg. The Blake & Gray Company on Main Street at 142 North Main Street in my hometown of Farmville. Or if you are on the Eastern Shore, at Gloria's Unique Handbags and Gifts Plus, 36308 Lankford Highway in Belhaven, Virginia. God is in the working business, y'all. I can't talk about him enough. He said that if you have 10,000 tongues, you could not praise him enough, and I can't. He is expanding my vision, and I am so, so grateful that he is allowing me to walk this path for this purpose that he has me on. So no matter where you are, whether you're online, shopping online, or you're shopping in person, or you're shopping locally, you can get your hands on the Coro Way and the products that you love. This is more than just a move. It's elevation. It's alignment. And it's proof that when you stay faithful, God will always make room for you at the table. Now, we got new updates coming, especially for my teachers, because it's time we serve the ones who've been serving us all along. and I will have that link in the show notes. All right, let's get into it. So today's topic is called From Grief to Growth, the reset that changed everything. This summer broke me in ways I wasn't ready for. First, we lost Grandma Virgie back in May of this year. That alone had me reevaluating everything. She was the backbone of my husband's family, the prayer warrior, the matriarch. And when she left, I felt the weight of it heavy. But then July came, and I celebrated my anniversary with my husband of 8 years on July the 15th. But the very next day, July the 16th, the day after mine and Will's wedding anniversary, we got a call saying that his great uncle, which is Grandma Virgie's last living relative, he passed away in Ohio. Do you hear what I'm saying? One day we're celebrating our anniversary, the next day we're now grieving. And that type of whiplash does something to your spirit. Now let's move on to the month of August. Lord have mercy. August the 7th, my son turned 18. And we are so elated because now he is an adult. He is a young man. But the very next day, August the 8th, the day after he turns 18, the day after we should have just been celebrating our baby's milestone, we lost Will's father's only brother, Uncle Arthur. And then turn around on August the 26th, right when school started back for Will here in the local area, on the 25th, we had to bury him. Woo! That was 3 funerals in less than 3 months. Loss after loss after loss. And I'll be honest with you, I almost lost my mind. I wanted to die, literally. I just wanted to die because so much is going on, even in this world. I just felt like I couldn't take it no more. My husband can tell you, he attested to it. He was fighting me and Satan at the same time because I wanted to take myself out. And as you can see and hear on today's episode, on the 1st of October, 2025, me, my husband, and Jesus, we won the battle. But this wasn't a physical battle we were fighting. It became a spiritual battle. There were days I couldn't even find the words to pray. I couldn't get down on my knees and pray to God to ask him, Lord, help us. Days where the grief sat so heavy on my chest that it felt like I couldn't breathe. Days where I just wanted to lay in the bed and just sulk and cry and woe is me. And in those moments, I had to ask myself, who am I serving? My grief, my fear, or the God who called me to this? And let me tell you what God showed me in the valley. He reminded me that this life, this platform, my business, is not just about making products. It's not about being cute online. It's about purpose and it's about ministry. See, I have been running myself ragged, trying to make sense of everything. Why the money in my business is not flowing like I thought it would. Why I just kept hitting walls. And in the middle of all that grief, I heard God say to me in the form of a whisper, I called you to serve. Stop trying to carry it all by yourself. Stop serving the fear and serve me. Stop trying to do my job. Just do what I asked you to do. I asked you to serve. I didn't ask you to play God. What? Jesus! That flipped something in my brain, in my mind. When I say the switch came back on, yo, the switch was flipped. Because the truth is, I'm not just an entrepreneur. I'm not just a podcaster. I'm not just an author. I'm not just a wife, a daughter, or a sister. I'm not just a friend. I am a servant. This business, it's my vessel. It is a vessel. And the message hasn't changed. It's still about self-love and faith. But then I got clarity, and now I can see clear. Like the song says, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Everything I do is meant to pour back into people. And maybe you've been there too, feeling like you're on the edge of breaking. But let me tell you something. Sometimes the breaking point, rock bottom, is the building point. And the reason why I say that is because of this. I begged God to not allow us to hit rock bottom. Whether it was in my business or in my personal life. We ended up hitting it anyway. And sometimes you have to allow God, you have to allow yourself to hit that rock bottom. Because once you hit rock bottom, and you say, Lord, I'm done. Take it away. Do what you got to do. Then that's when he starts reconstructing you. He starts rebuilding you. And that's when resilience comes into full circle. And speaking of building, let me share what happened next. So this season, I am so excited to finally say that my third book, The Coro Way, is here. Y'all, this one is personal. This is one of my most personal books that I have written since I Choose Me. It's built on the pillars of my business of the name Coro, which stands for Chosen, Overcomer, Renewed, and On Purpose. And after everything I've been through this summer alone, this book means more to me than ever. It's not just a book. It's a movement. It's a way of life. And I did not realize that until I was writing the book in July. I was helping my mother move. She was moving from one apartment to another in the same apartment complex. And I gave it my all trying to help her. And then the very next day, I was not able to walk. And when I say I wasn't able to walk, I mean that I wish I had my walker with me, because that's what I really needed. I was not able to walk. I literally had to drag myself from room to room in her new place just to open the door for them to bring in her furniture, her boxes. And it was hard as hell to get it done. But in the midst of me being in my mother's new apartment, in the midst of me sitting on the edge of the bed in my bedroom, in the midst of me writing my third book, I realized that The Coro Way is more than just a guided journal. It is literally more than just another book. It is literally the four pillars of my life story. And with that acknowledgement, I said to myself, okay, maybe I know I am supposed to be helping other people with this book. I know that this book can deliver people. I know it can. I know it can deliver somebody. If I can deliver just one person with this book, my day is complete. And I did. I had a vendor show. When I came back home from helping my mother move, I had the opportunity to do my first vendor show in Michaels. And because I am an affiliate with Make a Place by Michaels, which is a new platform for not just local businesses, but for all small businesses to market their products online through Michaels, I had the opportunity to be featured in our local Michaels. And I was able to sell that book before I even released that book to one person. And I thank her so much for purchasing that book, because after I got my reviews in, she said, I do this every single day without fail. And I said, well, out of all the three books I've ever written, which one is your favorite? And she said, her favorite one is Sis, Find Your Power. She said, but The Co-Wrote Way is one of those books that you literally have to do every single day just to get what you need out of it, just to get the healing that you really need. Even though the book is undated, you still need to push yourself to work this book to get it done. And that was the response that I wanted to hear. And I'm so thankful that she purchased that book. I'm more than grateful that she actually got that book. So another thing that God revealed to me, and I didn't think about it, is who I am really called to serve in my business. Teachers. It never dawned on me to serve the teacher population. And I'm going to explain why. So if you've been following me or you're new to Co-Rowing Company, you may or may not know, but teaching runs deep in my family. Education runs deep. And I'm not talking about everybody going to college. I'm talking about in the world of education. Teaching literally runs deep in my family. My mother is a 43-year retiree in education. Yet at the same time, she decided that she knows that teaching is her calling. She knows that God gave that to her for a reason and a purpose. So she decided to come out of retirement and go back into the school system. And now she is living the dream as a high school counselor in our hometown of Farm River, Virginia, Prince Edward County High School. She does it part-time, but she loves it. And my concern is you like it, I love it. And it doesn't bother her at all. She just turned 70 this year in June, hallelujah. And she moves faster than anybody I've ever seen in my life. Now, my husband, who would have known that at the age of 33, I would be married to a teacher? My husband is an 18-year instructional assistant. He pours into his pre-K kids every single day with the pre-K pod here in our local area of Newport News. And me, y'all may not know, but before I had my son, I spent 3 years as a substitute teacher back in my hometown of Farmville for Prince Edward County. And I was, at that time, I thought it was just a job. I honestly can say the first month that I became a substitute teacher, it was just a job for me to pay the bills. Then I realized the love that my mother had for teaching the kids, it rubbed off on me. So I love pouring into those students and giving them all the knowledge that I have learned, not just in the school system, but also being a college student and being, you know, living the personal and professional life, being able to pour back into those kids, not just giving them educational value, but also giving them life lessons. But you know what I see in today's time, in 2025? Teachers of today, they are tired. Teachers of today, they are struggling. And they need more than just supplies for their classroom. They need mental health support. They need encouragement. And they need tools to remind them that they matter beyond their job title. I'm not talking about just the administrative professionals. I'm not talking about the secretaries. I am talking about the teachers, the instructional assistants, the associate teachers. They are the ones that need the help more than any other profession out here. Why? Because they are the underserved community that people, especially parents and children, that they come down on the hardest. Now, granted, you got some teachers that are lazy. Granted, you got some teachers that like to molest children. And I'm going to call a spade, because if you know me well enough, you know I ain't going to sugarcoat a darn thing on this podcast. You know I'm going to tell the truth. But there are real teachers out there who go to war for those kids, who actually say, I want to teach no matter how much of a low pay I'm going to get. I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life. And this is from the pre-K levels all the way up to the senior levels. Majority of these teachers, they're not doing it for their health. They doing it because they want to make a difference in a kid's life. Notice I said a kid, because it only takes one to make the difference. It only takes one to make a difference. I've witnessed growing up in my mother's life, with her having 43 years under her belt before she officially retired in 2020. I witnessed her being that go-to teacher that everybody loves. And the students didn't just go to her. Parents went to her. Teachers went to her for counseling. Because when she ended her career, she ended her career as a middle school counselor. Guidance counselor. Because at that time, it was still guidance counselor versus now being school counselor. The terminology may have changed, but the duties of that job remained the same. And that's what separates my mom from all these other people out here, because she is the GOAT. And the folks of Farmville, Virginia know that. The parents, the kids, even the people I went to school with who now kids are attending Prince Edward, she is the GOAT of Prince Edward County Public School System. I cannot tell you how many times I walked into stores when I went back home. And people have said, "When is your mom, why did your mom retire?" Well, she retired because COVID came. But in actuality, she never wanted to leave. Therefore, she came out of retirement. And now, again, she is living her dream life of being a high school counselor. And I'm proud of her. I am really proud of my mom. At the age of 70, she looks good for her age. And she doesn't miss a beat, and her mind is just as strong now as it was when I was in school, as it was when I graduated from high school, as it was when she retired in 2020. We got to give props to teachers like that. And the teachers of today, you got some teachers that come out of college and they think they know everything. Baby, you don't know jack crap. And trust me, I did want to say the S word. You don't know jack about being a teacher. You're just getting your feet wet. But if you keep on living, you will understand the toils and the struggles of being a teacher. Being a teacher is not for the weak. It never was. If that's the case, everybody be a teacher. And technically, everybody is. But if it was that easy, we wouldn't have so many issues with the parents in the school system trying to tell a teacher how to run their school, how to run their classroom. Parents, you are the first teacher to your children. Do it. Teach your babies. Teach your kids. Don't sit there and teach your kid what a brand is. Don't sit there and teach your kid what it is to be on TV. Teach your kids ABCs and their numbers. Teach your kids how to spell their name. Teach your kids how to know how to get home. Don't let the teacher in the classroom rely on, teach everything. You got to teach those kids too. Stop teaching your kid what Gucci is. Teach your kid what an apple is. Stop teaching your kid how to do drugs and all this other type of nonsense. Put a book in their face instead of a tablet. I learned that lesson hard on when I had my son. I always stuck an iPad in front of him. But with that iPad, a lot of folks thought that he was just watching TV. No, my son was learning. On that iPad, he learned how to draw. On that iPad, he learned how to read. On that iPad, he learned how to write. Yeah, my son watched shows. He sure did. He watched PBS Kids, he watched Nickelodeon, he watched Disney. But in the midst of him watching all of that, he also learned on the outside without that tablet. What do I mean by that? I took him outdoors. I showed him what nature was. I taught him different things that way. And because of that, I am grateful that my son graduated on time from his local high school. At the age of 17, he was one of the youngest kids to graduate out of his class. And you parents, stop giving excuses why you can't teach your children. I remember the parents back in the day who are the baby boomers, who would have two full-time jobs and still came home and taught their kids what they needed to know, helped their kids with their homework. And not saying that every parent did it, because every parent did not do it, but the parents that went hard to pay for their kids, they are the ones that did it. My generation, you need to tighten up. I am a member of the millennials, and the millennials, y'all making us look real bad at this point. Y'all making us look real bad to the Gen Z generation. Millennials, tighten the F up and be a better parent to your children. Be a better role model to your kids. Because no matter what it is you're doing, your kids are watching every move that you make. They listening to how you talking to people. They are watching how you treat people. And this is the same generation that's going to take care of us. The millennials? I think not. I'm going to know how to take care of myself with God's help. Thank you. So, with that being said, Cobra & Company, we are shifting. The Cobra brand is making changes to the website. We're making changes to our products as well as our content, all to support teachers in and out of the classroom. Okay? So, what does that mean? That means that we're not focused on just teachers. We also focusing on our self-love and faith. Like I said, that part never went away. But some of those people that are in the self-love and faith communities that I deal with on an everyday basis are also teachers. They are also teachers. So we're not just focusing on teachers inside the classroom, helping you with your decor or creating, you know, t-shirts for your team. But we also want to take care of you outside the classroom. That's where the self-love and the faith part comes in. Your teens, you know, everything that you like to do outside of the classroom. So we're not losing our grounding on this. We're focusing on every aspect of a teacher. And so how did this shift come about? It came from a conference that my husband did not want to attend this summer, but I'm glad he did. So for 2 days, he sat amongst his peers, sharing the ups and downs of being an educator while listening to the speaker say the same thing. And a light bulb went off in his head while looking at stationery created for teachers. He told his coworkers, "My wife can make this. She can make all of this." So he spoke to the speaker and showed him my work that he had on hand, because my husband always carries my self-love journal with him everywhere that he goes to jot down his day. And let me tell y'all what the speaker said. He loved my work. He told my husband, "You should tell your wife to attend teacher conventions and sell her products, because teachers are the most underserving community ever, and we need more brands like hers to cater to us." Child, when my husband texted me that message, I was like, "Lord, I thank you for provision and clarity." You see, God has a way to use his people to gather the vision that you may not be able to see that he has for you. And I promise you, I did not see this vision at all. Not to go back to my foundation completely and cater to teachers in my business. But when I answered God and said, "Yes, I'll go wherever you want me to go, and I'll do whatever you want me to do," everything slowly changed for the better. Excuse me, but let me be clear. We're not abandoning anybody. I'm not abandoning none of y'all that started rocking with me. Again, self-love and faith is still our foundation. And if you've been here with us, riding the wave with us since the beginning, you're still here at home. We're not leaving you behind. You're still tagging along with us. We're just expanding with intention, because this world needs what we carry. So if life has been heavy for you too, if you've been wondering, "God, why so much at once?" Let me leave you with this. The pause is not punishment, because I thought it was. I really did. I thought me pausing in my business and my life is punishment for me. The breaking part, hitting that rock bottom, that wasn't the end. Sometimes it's the reset that you didn't know you needed. I thought this summer was going to take me out. At times I felt like, you know, I still feel like it does, that it will. now that we are in the fall, I know that I am human. That's expected. But instead, it took me deeper. It forced me to realign. And now I see clearer than ever. My purpose is bigger than my pain. And yours is too. Now, before I close, I got to show love to the amazing sponsors making this season possible. First up, Sky Brew Coffee. If you're in Suffolk, Virginia, you need to check them out. Skylar, who is the owner, she makes the best iced lattes, ubis, matchas, all handmade, no preservatives, real coffee grounds. And you can find her on Instagram at Sky Brew Coffee VA. And also a huge thank you to Imperial Etiquette LLC. They are all about elevating life's special moments with style, sophistication, and class. From luxury event planning to unforgettable experiences, they make sure you celebrate in a way that's truly royal. Make sure you follow Misty Bailey, who is the owner, on Facebook at Imperial Etiquette VA and on Instagram at Imperial Etiquette, and show some love for supporting my podcast, Coro is a Crush. Support businesses that pour back into communities. And if you have a business or a product that aligns with the message of empowerment and purpose, I would love to feature you right here on my podcast. Send us an email at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com to learn more about becoming a sponsor. Now let's close this episode out with prayer. Father God, we thank you for being a healer, even in seasons of loss. We thank you for being a steady hand when life feels too heavy. Lord, I lift up every person listening right now who feels broken, who feels tired, who feels unseen. Remind them that you have not forgotten them. Remind them that their breaking point can be their building point. I pray over every teacher stepping back into classrooms this season. Cover them, strengthen them, and let them know their work matters. I pray for families walking through grief, for parents raising children, for entrepreneurs chasing purpose. May this season be one of clarity, courage, and alignment. We thank you in advance for turning grief into growth and pain into purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, fam, that's it for today. Thank you for rocking with me for the season 7 kickoff. We're back on our regular schedule every first and third Wednesdays of each month. And if this episode spoke to you, share it with somebody who needs encouragement. And don't forget to follow, subscribe, and connect with me online so you don't miss what's coming. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answers, or just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Email us at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. This is Coro is a Crush. I'm Nick Austin, owner of Coro & Company in Newport News, Virginia. Season 7 is here. And trust me, we're just getting started. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.